Thanks very much to the Rural Independent Group as well for putting this motion down today on inshore fisheries. It's a sector that doesn't get the attention it deserves in this Dáil. It's a sector that's very close to my heart and that I've worked and fight tooth and nail for as Minister to do all I can to support them. They're very much central to everything I do as Minister for the Marine. But it's good to see actually that it actually is getting some floor time here in the Dáil, and it's good to see that for the first time since I've been appointed as Minister for the Marine that actually any grouping has put down a motion on the inshore fisheries in the Dáil floor here. It's great, and thank you, and please do it a bit more, because the opposition in general don't give this issue enough attention, but it's good to see it actually getting some attention there in the Dáil, and also to allow myself the opportunity to update you as well in relation to things I've been doing to work with the inshore sector to develop it, to promote them, and to try and ensure that their income is protected. So, listen, as I say, it's close to my heart. The inshore fishing sector is part of my local community at home. Orris Pier, Malinhead Pier, Glengad Pier, Bonnygee Pier, Greencastle Pier, all of those dependent on the inshore fishing sector. All of those people from those parishes I went to school with, to secondary school with, sat in the classroom with, have grown up in their communities with. All of those peers that I just mentioned, all of them I've invested money in as Minister for the Marine. Across all of them, actually, probably €20 million on average over the last couple of years going into those piers and harbours on balance just alone. And that's a reflection of how I value the inshore sector. And that's just talking about Inishowen and North Inishowen, where I'm from. Likewise, I have that commitment across the country to an inshore sector where we have by far the largest number of boats in the country, all small, but by far the largest number of boats and families dependent on the inshore sector. Deputy Collins, in your contribution, you mentioned, and again, thanks for putting this motion down, but you mentioned Union Hall Pier. Pier I know very well. I remember walking from on two summers where I spent our holidays renting an apartment in Glendore, walking from Glendore over to Union Hall to the fish shop, buying the fish, and taking it back and cooking it for our evening dinner. So I know Union Hall very well. We have invested in Glendore Pier. As Minister, I've invested in Glendore Pier. Haven't invested in Union Hall Pier, other than for some fencing, which was applied for and which I granted. But I didn't receive any other application for funding from Union Hall. It's a local authority pier. I've spent 50-something million euro as Minister in small piers and harbours, local authority piers and harbours across the country. 50 million in the last 18 months. Normally, in any one year, there's about 3 million spent. I've spent about 50 million, okay? Unfortunately, I haven't received any application for Union Hall, which is a Cork local authority pier. If I'd received it, I can assure you that I'd done all I could to try and put money into it, Deputy Collins. But listen, somebody's been, seems to be yourself, has been asleep at the wheel here. Because, you know, you can stand up here and give out to me for not giving funding for something you don't even know I never got an application for. And I think, you know, your own colleague, your own co-option has been chair of Cork County Council, your own brother, the authority that was supposed to be actually making any applications. So, listen, get those ducks in a row before you stand up here and give out to me for not actually granting funding, for not actually granting funding. So, listen, to move on and deal with the issues here, the government deputies has been very committed to supporting the inshore fisheries sector in specific ways, including ensuring that inshore waters continue to be protected for smaller fishing vessels and recreational fishers, and that pair trawling as well will be prohibited inside the 6-mile limit. And I'm very fully supportive of this objective. I met specifically with the Inshore Fisheries Forum in December last year to hear their concerns and goals for the inshore fishing sector, the NIF, and its supporting network of 6 regional inshore fisheries forums are consultative bodies established to foster industry-led development of proposals for the management of fish stocks within 6 nautical miles of the Irish shore. The NIF is currently in the process of implementing the first industry-led strategy for the Irish inshore fisheries sector, whose vision is that the inshore fisheries sector will have a prosperous and sustainable future delivered through a united industry with a strong, influential voice. My department's Food Vision 2030 strategy also sets out further aims in enhancing the development of sustainable inshore fisheries and balancing this with safeguarding fishing-related livelihoods and protecting the marine environment. The priorities identified in the strategy include the development of a profile for the inshore sector, building the sector's capacity to engage with policy development, and enhancing the industry's understanding of management and planning for inshore sectors. I particularly welcome, deputies, the input by the forums in the recently updated bivalve protocol, and I'm satisfied that it plays a vital role in defining the procedures for opening a new fishery for wild bivalve mollusks or extending the scope of an existing fishery. And I also look forward to their input in addressing concerns about a recent decline in brown crab stocks along our coast. Following engagement with the National Inshore Fisheries Forum, I've requested a review of the management of the Irish brown crab fishery to identify measures that could be introduced to support the sustainability of brown crab stocks, and that will be undertaken by a multidisciplinary working group. Really importantly, I was very glad this week to be able to announce the recognition of the National Inshore Fisheries Association as a producer organisation. Really, really, really important step forward for our inshore sector. And this is the second EU producer organisation, along with the Irish Islands Marine Resource Organisation, to achieve that recognition and to be awarded that recognition during my term as minister. The sector has very strong representation. There's a significant number of producer organisations, spokesperson organisations for the fishing sector. But like, as I pointed out here, has been the case in this Dáil since I've been here for the last 2.5 years with inshore fisheries, never getting a private member's motion before. Likewise, its representation in the representation area within the producer organisations has been very light for the last number of years too. They didn't have a producer organisation. There's 7 or 8 producer organisations across the whole sector. Mostly, though, all representing the whitefish sector, which are much larger than the inshore boats, the whitefish sector, and the pelagic sector, the large boats that go off way out to sea, and the processing sector. So very significant voices, professional voices there representing the processors, representing pelagics and representing whitefish, but no paid professional voice to represent the inshore sector. And the inshore fishermen all too busy at sea making a living, but not getting their voice heard enough at national level. I've worked with them to change that. They now have 2 producer organisations that have staffed offices and paid professional people working on a day-to-day basis all year round to represent them and make sure that their voice is heard at national level and that they get fair play within the sector as well as from government. A few other issues in the short bit of time I have. The mackerel, hook and line fishery. It's an important, very important for the inshore sector. And I note the position outlined by the deputies in respect of it in their motion. I've asked Bord Éisce Gaoithre to engage and look at how we can further add value to the hook and line sector so that actually is a premium product. And also we're monitoring on an ongoing basis as well how we can manage the hook and line fishery in a way that the best works for inshore fishers as well. Really important step forward. And as you know, I visited piers and harbours right across the country and engaged directly with fishermen on the pier, inshore fishermen too. The thing that came up on all piers from Orris to Kilmore Quay and everywhere in between when I took up my role as minister was the need to get the spur dog fishery open, to work at that and try and get that open. And I'm glad to say that that's something I secured at the EU Fisheries December Council meeting there in December. We now, for the first time in over 10 years, have a spur dog fishery. A really, really important step forward. Also, the reopening in the December Fisheries Council of the Northwest Herring. Really important step forward too. Massively important fishery. We've got that opened again. That's really important inshore sector. Fishermen themselves and fisherwomen know the value of that. And that's something we will try and build on too. And as you know, I've launched a new consultation just there in the last number of days as to how we manage that. A consultation that's going to be really important for inshore fishermen in particular to engage in so that can be an important fishery for them. Then in relation to financial supports, last year I delivered out of the Brexit Fisheries Model Adjustment Scheme, put a scheme together coming out of the task force. Even though the inshore sector normally don't fish quota species by and large, it's normally non-quota species. So therefore, Brexit, in terms of quotas, didn't impact as much in the inshore sector. But we put together a Brexit package for them, which delivered €2,700 for smaller boats, for the very small inshore boats, and €4,000 direct cash aid to other inshore boats.
Thanks.
Last year.
Thank you. Very significant
as well. So listen,
thank you.
I will be continuing this work in every way I can to back the inshore sector.
Thank you.
And listen, please do a bit more across the board in relation to making sure that the value of the inshore sector
thank
is recognised here across the floor.
Next
of the dollar.